May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If any of the kids want to come down front here where they can see better, I'm going to use some pictures on my iPad. So any of the adults who want to squish in or come down front and see better, you're welcome to do that. Because I'm going to be asking you all some questions today. Because today is the first day of our program here in the day. We often start with Sunday school. So we're going to do a Sunday school lesson for all of us today instead of listening to me just gabber on. So have any of you seen one of these pictures roaming around on the internet, on Instagram or Facebook or anything? This is a meme that's called Perception, and it's all sorts of pictures about the different ways people see us sometimes in the roles we play. This one here is about Episcopalians. So, and it starts out with this hippy-dippy, you know, kind of 60s flower child guy sitting here and says, "What Catholics think we do." Then it has this wire crossing sign that says, "What evangelicals think we do." Then it has a picture from a gay pride parade, and it says, "What conservative Anglicans think we do." Then we've got this book called Catholic Light Version that says, "What most people think we do." Then we have a picture of the Justice League, so Superman and Wonder Woman, "That's what we think we do." And then over here we have a picture of a bunch of church ladies at coffee hour, "That's what we really do." When I started reading the story this morning about Jesus asking his disciples, "Who do people think I am?" I started thinking about this meme. I started thinking, you know, if Jesus had Facebook, this would have been the moment he would have started putting together one of these. So I thought maybe that's what we do this morning, is we think about what are the things that we think we're doing. So the first thing Jesus does is he asks, "Who do people say that I am? I've been feeding people, I've been teaching. Who do people think that I am?" And what does Jesus say? Does anybody remember? The grown-ups can answer too. Does anybody remember what Jesus says? I'll give you a hint. Who do people say Jesus is? What does that look like?
A prophet.
A prophet! That's right! Jesus said, the disciples all, one of the great prophets of Israel, you know, or maybe just an ordinary prophet, but hey, you know, a big deal. People think you're a prophet. Out there proclaiming the word of God, pissing off the authorities, generally making, you know, a name for yourself. People think you're a prophet, and they're glad of that. They like that. So, when Jesus says, "Oh, okay, but, hey guys, who do you think that I am?" And what does Peter say? The Messiah. Peter finally gets it right. Peter is always the one who says the wrong thing at the wrong time. Peter finally gets it right. It gives him quite a bit of confidence in himself. Problem is, this is who Peter is thinking about. This is a picture of a general on a horse leading a whole army of people to take back the kingdom of Israel. This is what Peter is thinking of when he thinks of Messiah.
Pretty horse.
Yeah, pretty horse, huh? Yeah, the only problem with this is Jesus, do you know the story about when Jesus comes into Jerusalem, what kind of animal he rides?
A horse.
No, a donkey, a mule?
A donkey, yeah, a mule, exactly. Good job. Yeah, he rides a donkey. He doesn't ride a horse like this, does he? Does anybody know? Has anybody ever seen a donkey? Yeah, ever ridden one? Okay, so donkeys are they don't look like this, do they? They're short, they're squat, they're very, very dependable. That's why they ride them down to the Grand Canyon. But nobody's ever, "Oh, look, the name of a donkey." Great generals, great leaders ride he is. Poor Peter. Got it wrong again after all. But you can see where he would be having these ideas from, right? A prophet? That makes sense. Jesus has been going around teaching and chastising the authorities. A great leader leading them? He's been promising the coming of the kingdom of God. What other things do you think might they have said? What might we say? From the things we know about the stories that Jesus has been doing, who else might we think that Jesus is? If you were one of the sick people who he healed, who do you think you would think of Jesus as?
God.
As God? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But who else heals people?
Doctors.
Yeah, witch doctors at that time. But yeah, but you're right, that's the only, if all you have is prayer to heal people with, then, you know, the healers are going to be the people who are going to be really good at praying so that God can heal them, right? So Jesus, yeah, right. We think he's a doctor. We think he's a healer. Absolutely. What about if you had eaten the food out in the wilderness? Who provides us food? Where do you get food around here?
Supermarkets!
So we might think Jesus is like a supermarket stalker, right? He can get the food out of the back room where nobody's been able to see it. Maybe a caterer. Anybody have a really great caterer at their wedding? Somebody who's like the hero of the day? No? Well, not yet. Not yet. You have a really good party anytime? Somebody can bring a really big cake? So, I bet he doesn't remember the cake, right? My cake doesn't either. Huh?
He ate it all.
He ate it all. So, right, it's gone, it's past, it's over. How about the rest of you? Who is Jesus for you? In your life, what's the image you have of Jesus? When you pray, when you think about Jesus, what's one of the images that comes to your mind?
You.
Healer.
He's a teacher.
Teacher.
Note the teacher over here would immediately think of that. Yes. But yeah, the teacher. So we can picture Jesus sitting there at the blackboard saying, okay, Peter, let's go over this again.
Hear a miracle occurs. It's an old physicist joke. Hear a miracle occurs.
Hear a miracle occurs. Yes, you've all seen the cartoon with a lot of complicated math. I think maybe you should be a little more explicit in step number two. A miracle occurs. What else? Anything else?
A brother.
A brother. Yeah, a friend. That's a great image. The folks that you can count on, the friend you can shoulder you can cry on, the brother you can call up in the middle of the night for a ride after your train gets in at midnight. There was somebody behind me on the train last night, which was 2.5 hours late coming in from New York, who's calling your brother going, please, I can't wait, Mom, can you come and pick me up at the train station? Yeah, I can picture Jesus as that kind of brother, can't you? All of those images are better images than Peter's, actually. Because Jesus is all of those things to us. But Jesus also talks about something else. And the image Jesus uses is of someone who suffers and dies. The suffering servant from Isaiah. The man whose love is so great that he will not stop telling us and sharing us even at the cost of his own life. This is who Jesus says he is.
The cross.
On the cross, yeah. And it can be really hard to reconcile this picture with all of those others, can't it? Because it's hard, maybe, to immediately see what this has to do with that image of Jesus as a physician and a teacher and a brother. But this is why Jesus can be all of those things for us. Because what Jesus showed us more than anything else is that there was no end the lengths he would go for us. That he loved us so much that there was nothing he would not do for us. And by dying on the cross, he said, and you can do this for one another. Because when he rose from the dead, it meant that no matter what happens, no matter what occurs as we try and be healer and brother and friend and teacher to one another, he will be with us and God's power will sustain us. This Jesus is about the kind of love that allows us to be all those other things for one another. And that's how we know Jesus can be those things. This is who Jesus says he is. Because all those other things are true too. Amen.